Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 1st, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Tesla announced that going forward, all vehicle sales will be made online. During a media call, CEO Elon Musk stated some retail locations would be turned into informational and showroom locations, but that many would close, resulting in an unspecified reduction in retail headcount. The move was evidently made for cost savings, resulting in an average reduction in vehicle cost by 6% and allowing Tesla to sell a version of the Model 3 at its promised $35,000 price point. New Tesla customers will be able to drive a vehicle for up to a week and 1,000 miles and still get a full refund if unsatisfied with the purchase. YouTube announced it will disable comments on all videos featuring minors. YouTube previously disabled comments on millions of videos in order to prevent communication between pedophiles. A small number of creators that closely moderate comments and demonstrate a low risk of predatory comments will be allowed to keep them open on videos with minors in them. YouTube also said it improved its comment classifier that can identify and remove predatory comments on any video automatically. Three things are certain in life: death, taxes, and launching new streaming services. News broke at MWC that Disney and the Japanese carrier Docomo will launch a streaming service later this month. No pricing has been announced, but the service would include content from Walt Disney Studios, Marvel Studios, Pixar, and Lucasfilm. Competing Japanese carriers KDDI and SoftBank both have partnerships with Netflix to offer zero rating and complimentary subscriptions, respectively. This is not Docomo's first partnership with Disney, as the carrier has offered Disney mobile handsets over the last several years. A new cybersecurity law was passed by unanimous vote by Thailand's parliament. The law would allow for the government to search and seize data and equipment in national emergencies, opening the door to internet monitoring and private data access without a court order. The law would be enforced by the National Cybersecurity Committee, which is headed by the Prime Minister and does not include any industry or civic representation. The Asia Internet Coalition issued a statement criticizing the law for an ambiguously defined scope, vague language, and lack of safeguards. The New York Times reports that its sources say WhatsApp will launch a cryptocurrency pegged to multiple fiat currencies that would let users send cash across international borders. WhatsApp has supposedly approached cryptocurrency exchanges about listing the currency. Telegram and Signal are also reportedly working on cryptocurrencies as well. Twitter confirmed it's developing a hide tweet feature after code for it was spotted by security researcher Jane Manchin Wong. The feature would allow users to hide Twitter replies in conversations they started. Replies would still be viewable through a menu option. Reddit is testing letting users tip real money to posters. Reddit users can choose $3, $5, or $10 increments or enter a custom amount. A Reddit admin said 78.5% of the money will go to the tipped user, 18.5% will go to Reddit, and 3% to Stripe. A Reddit spokesman warned only a small percent of these experiments get implemented. Currently, the test only works with one Reddit user, known for adding the WWE-themed line to the end of posts in 1998, when The Undertaker threw mankind off Hell in a Cell and plummeted 16 feet through an announcer's table. Dell EMC reported Q4 earnings, its first since going public again back in December. The company reported a net loss of $287 million on revenue of $23.84 billion. Analysts had expected a loss of $45 million on revenue of $23.83 billion. Dell EMC didn't report earnings per share or outstanding shares due to mid-quarter share changes in the process of going public again. Personal computing revenue grew 4% on the year, driven by 9% growth in commercial PCs, offsetting a 4% decline on the consumer side. VMware revenue jumped 17% to $2.6 billion. The company also disclosed it has paid down $14.6 billion of the $67 billion used to purchase EMC back in 2016. A quick check of Strategy Analytics estimates for the wearable market shows Samsung and Fitbit quadrupled the number of smartwatches shipped in Q4 2018 versus the previous year. Apple grew by 1.4 million units shipped over the previous year too, but its market share still dropped 15%. Apple still shipped 9.2 million units overall to number two Samsung's 2.4 million and Fitbit's 2.3 million. The overall smartwatch market grew 56%. And finally, pouring some out here, Amazon announced it is discontinuing its Dash buttons globally. The company plans to support ordering through existing Dash buttons as long as they're still in use. So, I guess if you like them, don't stop using them. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.